On this day before the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, which is tomorrow, we celebrate the feast of what is said to be St. Paul's favorite disciple, St. Timothy of Laodicea. His father was a pagan, his mother was a Jew who had converted to Christianity. And St. Paul found him and found him to be very pious and holy in every way, so much so that he asked him to join him in the rest of his apostolic journeys. When they had come to Ephesus in Asia Minor, St. Paul decided to first of all ordain him a priest and then consecrate him a bishop. And thus he was the first bishop of Ephesus. Now, at Ephesus every year, there were big feasts to honor the pagan gods, in particular their patroness, St. Diana. And some of the Catholics were joining in the festivities, just as they do today. St. Timothy entreated the Catholics in that city not to give any honor or worship to the goddess Diana. And because of his preaching against her, some of the citizens of Ephesus took him out of the city, and then they stoned him to death. It was in the year 97 AD. He is of the second generation of apostles, and he is also of those who gave his life for God, for Jesus, and in fidelity of that which is of God, never, never to offend God, and never, ever to honor any pagan deity. So today we pray to him that he may make us faithful to our holy Catholic faith, no matter what. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.